Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to stop and go through a musical menu, hear about somebody else, and do some flopping. Last week we heard from Frank Daly's Stop and Go Orchestra, so on this week's show we're going to stop and go with a segment of stop songs and a segment of go songs, starting with Billy Arnold's novelty band. Thank you.
got to stop, trot, fly away blues. Count the beat, then let your feet go flop, and then stop. Now do a hard trot, shuffle your shoes. Let it go with heel and toe, pit pat, and that's that. Oh boy, just see me stop trotting to bliss. If you can do it like this, you're a real hot stepper. Now all together, shout the good news. Clap your hands, you dancing fans, you've got the stop trot.
Walk a mile,
feather in the breeze,
just to see me smile.
Me, my, my.
Stop pretending,
devil's gonna get you.
Stop pretending, that's your future lies.
My blue heaven,
in my dark brown eyes.
Me, my, my.
Because I took your lives with a smile, kept a knocking at your door.
Mama,
you turn wild, but listen, child, that'll never happen no more. So stop pretending.
Masquerade is over.
Stop pretending.
Hoity ho.
That you care for me.
Body and soul.
Cause I'm hip, you see.
So hip, you see.
Yes, but jump in there.
Describe this show as toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, but that's not an absolute hard and fast rule, so we crept into the 1940s there with Fats Waller and his rhythm and Stop Pretending from July 16, 1940. Before that, we went back to September 15, 1928 and the Stop Trot by Al Starita and the Piccadilly Players. The vocalist there was Eddie Grossbart. The Stop Trot was preceded by the original Memphis Five and Stop Your Kiddin' from October 19, 1922. Stop Your Kiddin' was written by Jimmy McHugh and Ferdy Groffay. We started that stop set approaching the other end of our time span with Billy Arnold's Novelty Band, a quintet which followed the original Dixieland Jazz Band, which had played at the newly opened Hammersmith Palais de Danse in London from November of 1919 to June of 1920. We heard Stop It, recorded around December 13, 1920. Billy Arnold's was one of the first dance bands to include saxophones in the instrumentation. Henry Arnold, I'm going to presume Billy's brother, played soprano, and Harry Johnson played alto sax in the band. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and sometimes into the 40s. I got to thinking and realized it's always stop and go, and never go and stop. Anyway, here's Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra to get this go set going. Go, fellas!
Glider up to love flies. Who wants to be a bird in a cage? This is a great electrical age. Turn on the juice, I'm on the loose, I'm raring to go.
Trying to be all that you think I should. I'm tired of being so awfully good. I'm through toeing the mark that doesn't mean a thing. I'd like to have a try at having my fling.
Don't give a care what people will say. Don't give a care for people today. I won't be a child. I want to go wild. I'm raring to go. What a wonderful day, wonderful night, wonderful scene, wonderful sight. Let me go. I'm raring to go. I'm raring to go.
Motor cars are kind of tame, so you're stepping on high. What a glider aeroplane to glide her up to the sky.
Who wants to be a bird in a cage? This is a great electric college. Turn on the juice, I'm on the loose, I'm raring to go.
Thank you. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing this song, show me the way to go home.
The California Ramblers, with solos by trombonist Herb Winfield, trumpeter Frank Cush, and Bobby Davis on alto sax, and Show Me the Way to Go Home from December 5, 1925. The vocal duo was by Billy Jones and Somebody Else. We're going to find out about Somebody Else later in the show. Show Me the Way to Go Home was written by the British songwriting team of James Campbell and Reginald Connolly under the pseudonym Irving King. We heard Fats Waller and his rhythm in the stop set, but here he was again, all by himself, not even adding vocal effects, in a piano solo of Goin' About, recorded September 11, 1929. Fats was preceded by those syncopating harmonists from New Orleans, the Boswell Sisters, from a not-so-rapidly-rotating record. That was a 33 1/3 RPM Continental Broadcasting Corporation 16-inch broadcast transcription disc from 1930, and Rarin' to Go. Rarin' to Go was written by L. Wolfe Gilbert and Abel Baer. Roger Wolfe Kahn and his orchestra started off that set with You Told Me to Go, which I had. The vocalist on that November 19, 1925 recording was Franklin Bauer. Last week we heard Ben Burney's monologue, My Pal Al, and Ben joked about Al's restaurant, which had a menu made up of song titles.
Al really doesn't have to work. He owns a little lunchroom called the Radio Lunch. You order everything on the bill of fare by song title. For instance, Muddy Waters, that's a cup of coffee. Pal of My Cradle Days, that's a bottle of milk. Hot Lips, that's a bowl of chili.
Well, here are some of those songs that Ben mentioned, starting off with the Goofus Five.
Sexy moonlight, swanny shore,
thank you. Thank you.
started off with the Goofus Five with Muddy Water with that little vocal intro by Ted Wallace. That's from April 14, 1927. Muddy Water was written by Peter DeRose, Harry Richman, and Joe Trent. Muddy Water was followed by Hot Lips, performed there by Philadelphia-born pianist Bobby Lee and his Music Landers around September of 1922. We finished up with Pal of My Cradle Days. That was Louis James with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on June 2, 1925. Pal of My Cradle Days was written by Marshall Montgomery and Al Piantedosi. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Earlier in the show, we had a vocal duo by Billy Jones and another unidentified singer. I don't know who that somebody else is, but he has a lot of songs written about him. Here's George Olson and his music.
Thank you. all the world. I'm like a stranger and I'm so forlorn when you're with somebody else. Each night and day, the skies are gray. The birds, the bees, the trees, the summer breezes fade away when you're with somebody else. It's hard to care and have to share the love that I've known. Oh, baby, can't you see I want you all for my own? And I know that love's a game, but who's to blame? I hope and I pray and I keep on wondering if you feel the same when you're with somebody
out. don't mean maybe. No, sir, I've got that I don't know what feeling I got. Down in my heart I know there just must be somebody else.
Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and There Must Be Somebody Else, written by Archie Gottler, Sidney Clare, and Maceo Pinkard. The vocal duo on that November 10, 1927 recording was Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot. Before that, it was the Garden Dancing Palace Orchestra and I'm Afraid You Sing That Song to Somebody Else, recorded by Columbia on September 24, 1927. I'm Afraid You Sing That Song to Somebody Else was written by Tommy Maley and Joe Vergis, and the vocalist was Bill Doric. It was preceded by Bernie Cummins and his orchestra and When You're With Somebody Else, recorded January 7, 1928. We began that Somebody Else set with George Olson and his music and Somebody Else. The vocal trio on that February 4, 1927 recording was Fran Fry, trumpeter Bob Borger, and Bob Rice, who played guitar and banjo in the band. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. I hope you'll agree that this show is pretty good and is not a flop. I hope you'll continue to hold that opinion even after we play this set of rapidly rotating records having to do with flops, beginning with Harry Reaser's Syncopators.
Wobble and wiggle, happily hobble and hop, and begin to do that flippity-flop. Worry will leave you forever, troubles that grieve you will stop, when you go into that flippity-flop. Give old man woe the air, and show that care means nothing to you. Throw regret away and let your muscles awake. Give them a break. Try and get hotter and hotter. What if you totter and drop? Rise again and do that flippity-flop.
We began that floppy set with Harry Reeser's Syncopators and Tom Stax providing the vocal on Flippity Flop. That's from June 19, 1929. Richard Whiting, Sam Coslow, and Leo Rubin wrote the Flippity Flop for the 1929 Paramount film The Dance of Life. Country singer and banjo player Charlie Poole is best known for his band, the North Carolina Ramblers, which recorded their first record for Columbia on July 27, 1925. He formed a group called Charlie Poole and His Highlanders, which included a piano and two fiddles, and we heard their May 10, 1929 recording of Flop-Eared Mule. The Highlanders records were released on other labels as being by the Tennessee Mountaineers and Chumbler's Breakdown Gang, and Poole also recorded under the pseudonym of the Allegheny Highlanders for Brunswick. We finished up with King Oliver and his Creole Jazz Band and Alligator Hop, but which is also known as Alligator Flop. That Jeanette 78 was recorded in Richmond, Indiana on October 5, 1923. Alligator Flop was written by Joe Oliver and Alphonse Picou. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.